May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Amen. As we spend the next month focused on treasure in our I-10 program, we're encouraged to be thinking about this a lot. Our culture teaches many things about treasure. You should save it to make your retirement more secure, but also spend it so you can live well now because you can't take it with you. As I was scrolling Google suggestions about treasure and Jesus, I saw a quip below a video that said, if we have treasures, we must be treasurers. And as a previous church treasurer, that resonated with me. The position involved being a good steward of the treasure entrusted to the church. This treasure was not mine, but it was my job as treasurer to take care of it and make sure it was used in God's work. I think most importantly for this sermon, however, treasure is often seen as a tangible symbol of power. We perceive those with treasure as having power. Power to do good or ill, to make decisions, and to accumulate more treasure. Treasure, like many perceived sources of power, can seduce us into believing that just because we have accumulated things of value, we ourselves are valuable. In the scriptures today, there's quite a bit about treasure. In Ecclesiastes, we are reminded that the benefit of accumulating wealth is to see them with our eyes. The Psalms remind us, if riches increase, do not set your heart on them. And in the letter to Timothy, they are told to set their hopes not on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Treasure in and of itself is not evil, but its perceived power is seductive. It's so easy to set our hearts on it, to trust in the riches instead of in God, to confuse our value as beloved children of God with the number in our bank account. And then we get to Matthew. The section we read today is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And in the Sermon on the Mount, it's in a section that's specifically talking about the outward appearance of faith and the inward motivations of our hearts. And in the middle of this treasure talk is that bit about the eye as the lamp of the body. Why an eye in the middle of a section about treasure, which is in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount? I think that how we see treasure or value and what we treasure and value is fundamental to living lives of loving God and loving our neighbor. Let me explain. I think Jesus' use of the word I in this text is done to help us focus on our responses to how we see treasure or value in the world around us. Eyes look outward. And it is this outward seeing that I think is the key part of what we're getting at, what I'm getting at. When we look out, do we see the need in the people around us, and does it spur us to respond? To share what treasure we have in order that our neighbors may share in it? Or do we see the mistakes or sins that other people commit and judge them unworthy of what we treasure? Or do we see another's prosperity and judge them to be evil because they have more? Or do we choose not to see the need at all, maybe even in favor of seeing our treasures or potential treasures instead? Do we see that God is the source of our treasures? Or do we see only our own deserving, our own earning, our own strength? And that brings me to the second point I want to make. This outward seeing is just one side of this coin. That's a little treasurer pun there. It isn't just our actions surrounding our treasures that reflect our values, but what we value as treasure that shapes our hearts. Do we value the treasure or the neighbor? Do we value our treasure or God as the source of our strength? And so I ask some really tough questions. If we look at our spending from last month or last year, what do our spending habits show about what we treasure? Does our spending show that our hope is in God or that it's in our treasure? Do we trust God to look after our needs while we in turn look after others? And what about our future? These are really hard questions to answer honestly to ourselves, and they're very uncomfortable to ask for me. As for you and I to answer in our heads, I don't want any answers out loud. And there is no right formula. There is no magic percentage, tithe or otherwise, that when donated or given, automatically protects us from the seduction of treasure. Just as we can look back at our past spending to see what we treasure, we can also decide to intentionally make choices now for our future about how to spend our treasure in a way that is in line with where we want our hearts to be. At Bible study this week, the word guardrails was used to describe choices we make to be intentional about our decisions. And this idea of guardrails has really stuck with me this week. As an example, I know if I keep chips in the house, I will eat them. The whole bag, one sitting, no sharing. I have a weakness for chips. So my guardrail to keep me a little healthier is to just not keep them stocked. For some, a treasure guardrail might be a vow of poverty, like those taken in certain monastic communities. For others, it might be automatically withdrawn donations to organizations that do the work of caring for others. For some, it may include a budget, so as to choose where to focus attention on. But there is no one solution that fits all. By having these guardrails, it's a great way to be intentional about matching our actions to our values, especially when it comes to treasure. To make sure that our treasure serves the value of our hearts and not the other way around. To be intentional about serving God with all of our body, mind, spirit, and treasure, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. As treasurers, it is our job to make sure that the way that we are using the treasure with which we've been blessed is in line with our values. Remembering that we are not valuable because we have treasures. We are valuable because we are loved, as all humans are, by the Creator of the universe. Jesus so often talked about the marginalized, the broken, the lonely, and pushed that it is the responsibility of the community to look after them. I would say to you that if we are blessed with treasures, then we have been entrusted with the responsibility to use them to serve God in the loving of our neighbors as well. And I believe we are called to be intentional about it, to choose to shape our hearts by treasuring the right things, God and people. I offer you these thoughts today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.